In Emma Luthane's world, or in Emma Luthane's Woman of Another World, I Am With You, she petitions the object of her, in Emma Luthane's Woman of Another World, I Am With You, she petitions the woman to whom she's speaking, this otherworldly woman, this exalted woman, to speak to her in the language of light. Now, Emma J., in her poem, she kind of addresses this language of light, of what it means to speak with this exalted presence. With the mouth open in the O, I love that shape, just evoked by the very simple letter that is the title of the poem, just O, this round mouth open wide. And it signifies, it points to the idea that every time when we open our mouths and that, when we force air out, when we take air in, that's our prayer. That's how we're reaching to connect with this Mother in Heaven. Now, we've been counseled specifically not to pray to the Mother in Heaven, but and I think every aspect of our life, though, and at least in many people's lives, that they're reaching out to her, and that she is reaching out to them with their mouths wide open. That hunger and thirst are their loud are my loud song, my silence, and woe and joy I call to you, and so and sorrow. So every aspect of our lives, reaching out to this presence, to our heavenly parents, to connect with them, to petition them to help us to grow, to reach their fruited bough, which is it appears to be a symbol for the laurels, the laurels of these people, of their character, yes, but also the productivity of their lives and their presence in the universe, of all that they do together, and specifically of the mother, the productivity of her life, of her presence next to the Father. No word is full until you teach me how to speak. And so again, back to this language of light. Teach me how to speak this language. Please infuse my words with your presence. Let me kneel at your powerful knee. Let me learn from you like a child would learn from a mother on the earth. Mirroring, this is analogous to that. That's all we can kind of do, is analogize from the things that we experience here on this earth to our relationship with our heavenly parents. We're counseled to do that with our Father, and I think it's productive also to do that with our Mother. Let me feel your strong, sweet-smelling fingers cup my face. She's analogizing. Please, I need your touch. I need to know you're there. I need to know your language. I would memorize your tongue and teeth. I would watch your mouth move so that I could learn how to mirror that in my own life. Your stretching, pursing mouth, the way your throat moves. Because even though this woman is not specifically named, we can reason that she uses language, that she has a name, that she speaks, and that the earth is yours and every growing thing says your name, that maybe growth, maybe this bursting forth of life, as Dana Patterson talks about in her poem Iloher, is this evidence of this productive presence, this productive divine feminine in the world as well as in the expansive cosmos around us.